أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين وما شاء الله ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وبه نستعين وصلى الله على سيدنا ومولانا بالقاسم المصطفى محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل Muhammad, wa'ajjil farajum. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters, dear friends, dear families, dear students, dear teachers, old, young, to SOQ's Thursday family movie night programs in the holy city of Qom. It is such an honor to be here at your service on such a auspicious and blessed occasion. Of course, as you know, we are gathered here tonight to commemorate and celebrate the Dahe Keramat, which are the 10 days between the birth anniversary of Lady Fatima Ma'asuma, salamu alayha, and Imam Rida, alayhi salam. And of course, along those lines, we are also celebrating the birth anniversary of Her Eminence Lady Fatima Ma'asuma, salamullah alayha, as well as the birth anniversary of the 8th divinely appointed Imam, the 8th rightful successor to the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Rida, alayhi salam. Again, such an honor to be here celebrating these beautiful wiladas. Of course, the honorable and righteous people are known for the people that they celebrate and for the people that they mourn. Of course, we are also once again gathered here in solidarity with our Palestinian brothers and sisters who are very unfortunately the target of this genocide which is occurring against them in the lands of Palestine. And finally, we are also gathered here in solidarity with all of the student protesters all across the world who are standing up for the rights of the Palestinian brothers and sisters and the Palestinian nation based merely upon a humanitarian issue and a humanitarian cause. Again, as we are celebrating the birth anniversary and the walada of Lady Fatima Ma'asuma, salamu alayha, the honorable lady who is here and her shrine is here in the holy city of Qom, of course, all of us people who reside in the holy city of Qom have a very special place in our hearts for this esteemed and noble lady from the household of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Countless peace and blessings and salutations be upon Lady Fatima Ma'asuma salamu alayha. We can very easily say that all of the blessings that we have are via these kind of means and wasila that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed for mankind. Of course, Lady Fatima Ma'asuma, salamu alayha, her eminence is known for her wisdom and her knowledge, her piety, her modesty, her chastity. One of the things that she is very well known for is her relating of traditions. She is known as Muhaditha, the female or the woman who relates traditions. There are very beautiful traditions from Her Eminence. Of course, she is considered to be a reliable narrator of traditions as well. There's very famous stories about Her Eminence when she was a child and she was able to answer complicated questions in the fields of jurisprudence, which her father, the 7th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salam, he actually corroborated these answers of Her Eminence Lady Fatima Ma'asuma salamu alayha, who was only a child at that time. Of course, for the rest of her life, even though she was martyred at a very young age, but she still stood in the defense of Imama, of Wilaya. She defended her brother by any means necessary. She traveled thousands of miles to come to the aid of her brother, her Imam, Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Rida alayhi salam. And all along the way, Her Eminence conducted a jihad al-tab'een. She related the truth about what was happening with Imam Rida alayhi salam, and eventually this great caravan of people was subdued. It was attacked and it ended in Her Eminence's martyrdom via poisoning, according to some reports. Imam Jawad alayhi salam, he has a very beautiful tradition about Her Eminence Lady Fatima Masuma salamu alayha. He says that whoever visits the shrine of my aunt Fatima Masuma in Qom with the love and the knowledge of her true position will be among the inhabitants of paradise. With that, inshallah, well, before I invite our guest reciter for the ziyarat, we request du'as as we recite the ziyarat of Lady Fatima Masuma, salam alayha, du'as especially for our Palestinian brothers and sisters. It is well over 7 months now that they are facing this constant onslaught. 7 months is very easy to say. 7 months is probably incredibly difficult to live through. When every single day you are being bombed, there's lack of food and water and medical equipment, family members are dying left and right, mothers, fathers, sons, daughters, brothers, sisters, neighbors, people being trapped under the rubble. Please remember these people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help them and free them and give them victory and create a one nation Palestine, because as the leader Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei says, this is the only viable and just solution for Palestine, is to have one Palestine. Our brothers and sisters across the rest of the world, wherever they are, may Allah protect them, save them from any and all kinds of oppression that they are facing. Please remember our brothers Muzammil Zaidi, Asim Naqvi, and Daniel Himani and their families in your prayers as well. Remember each other. Before we continue, seems appropriate to recite a Surah Fatiha and 3 times Surah Ikhlas for all of the ulama of the past, including not limited to Imam Ruhullah Khomeini, Rahmatullah Alayhi, and Ayatollah Taqi Behjat, Ayatollah Misbah Yazdi, Ayatollah Hassan Zadeh Amoli, all of these scholars who are also Shuhada, Shahid Baqir al-Sadr, Shahid Baqir al-Nimr, Shahid Arif al-Husayni, and all of the Shuhada as well, Shahid Haj Qasim Sulaimani, Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis, as well as all of our marhumin, the marhumin of the mu'mineen and mu'minat, muslimin and muslimat, and tonight's sponsors as well, with a salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Again, our salutations to you all, peace and blessings be upon you all, and thank you for joining us as we celebrate the Dahe Karamat, which is the 10 days between the birth anniversary of Lady Fatima Masuma salam alayha and Imam Rida alayhi salam, and also along those lines, our salutations upon you all upon the birth anniversary of Lady Fatima Masuma salam alayha and the 8th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam. One of the things that's very interesting, in the first insert we talked a little bit about Lady Fatima Masuma salam alayha. We want to very quickly in 2-3 sentences speak about Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam, of course the 8th divinely appointed Imam. He spent the first part of his life in the holy city of Medina. Eventually he was brought to the city of Mashhad, which in that day it was the city of Marv, by the Abbasid Caliph of that time, Mamun al-Rashid. One of the things that is very important in the life of Imam Rida alayhi salam, of course, is the Wali Ahad and this position of the crown prince that he was given. It is a very historical account that has occurred, but it has confused many people throughout the centuries. The acceptance and the subsequent not being involved in the political affairs of the Abbasid government was a choice, and it was a decision that was made upon the divine wisdom of Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam. So talking about this plan, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Sayyid Ali Khamenei, he says that the divinely intelligent plan of Imam Rida alayhi salam not only foiled the plots and the desires and the wishes of the ruling Abbasid system, but it also led to the development of Quranic teachings and the ideas and thoughts of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi ahlul bayt alayhi salam throughout the whole world. So before we continue to our main event for tonight, of course, which is the movie that we're going to be watching, inshallah, I have just one last insert for tonight. it's two inserts, but it's really one. So first and foremost, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we also thank Imam Rida alayhi salam, and we thank Lady Fatima Masuma salamullah alayha. Surely this country is their country. We also thank the Islamic Revolution and the Islamic Republic. And we also thank Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, all of the shuhada who have shed their blood for this nation, for this revolution, for this Islamic Republic, and we thank Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei. Why? Because we have the luxury, the blessing, to be able to sit here, have a good time, watch a nasheed, right? Our kids are here in safety. We have a roof over our head. The fan is there to give us, we're relaxed, we're comfortable, we have food, we have water, we have everything that we could possibly want. Why? Thanks to all of these that I listed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Imam Rida alayhi salam, Lady Fatima Masuma salam alayha, as well as the Islamic Revolution and the Islamic Republic and Imam Khomeini and all of the shuhada and Imam Khamenei. They have given us believers the opportunity to be able to be safe, to be able to freely practice our madhab and not be afraid. And this is where my second point, which is connected to this point, is our brothers and sisters in Palestine, Muslims, human beings, if we don't even want to play the religion card, they're human beings, are they not? 35,000 plus people murdered in cold blood, 77,000 plus people injured, thousands buried under the rubble, no food, no water, no medical facilities, right? Recently you've seen that tanks are shelling tents because they don't have any houses anymore, right? They have destroyed so many houses and so many buildings that there aren't any buildings left to destroy, so now they're targeting the tents of these displaced Palestinian brothers and sisters. You've heard of mass graves that are continuously coming forth. The most recent mass grave, they unearthed bodies of Palestinian men and women and probably children that did not have heads upon them. They took the heads off the bodies of these individuals in these mass graves, to the point where the Hamas resistance movement, the Hamas political movement, has accepted the ceasefire that was put forth by the Egyptians and the Qataris. They accepted this ceasefire proposal, and they put it forth to Israel, and they are yet to openly reject it. They've already privately rejected it. On Friday, which is tomorrow, there is to be a vote in the United Nations General Assembly, where the General Assembly is approximately 192 nations who will vote on accepting Palestine formally as a United Nations member. And I can tell you very confidently that the overwhelming majority of these 192 states of the United Nations General Assembly will vote for Palestine becoming a United Nations member. And I can also tell you with confidence that the United Nations Security Council is going to veto that resolution. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Of course, our salute to all of these students across the world that are protesting on their campuses. They have put their education on the line. They have put their future on the line. They haven't even put the future on the line. Many of these students have become blacklisted. They are no longer allowed to have jobs in specific major corporations. They are no longer allowed to go to school. So many of them have been suspended. So many of them have gone to jail. Non-Muslims, student protesters, our salute to them for their honor in standing up for the rights of the Palestinian nation and the Palestinian movement. So with that, and last thing, somebody might ask, we were celebrating, why did you bring up these things? And very humbly, we respond, despite us being in a celebratory mood and despite us celebrating these events, that does not make us ignorant of the realities on the ground.